Welcome back, Nerdles. Today is February, March 23rd. For some reason, I was going to say February, March 23rd.
2017. Congrats. We're not out of that year yet.
6 of June, 1944.
Yeah, it's Sabaton. Sorry. But you know who Sabaton is, right?
Sabaton's good.
Sabaton's good.
I approve of Sabaton.
Yeah, Sabaton is good.
Should I just throw some Sabaton on real quick for people who don't know Sabaton?
No. That'll be your outro music.
Okay.
We'll put on Normandy.
I'm thinking either Gallipoli or White Death.
Shirayama?
I haven't heard that one.
Shirayama's good.
Carolus Rex is pretty good too.
Yeah, Carolus Rex is great. But
we'll talk about it at the end of the show. I'm John Roland.
I'm Elliot Cabay, and our special guest for today, because Anthony was not able to join us.
Yeah, he died in a mental plane crash. Yeah, I assume he's not actually on any kind of plane, and that there is indeed no crashing.
Yeah,
but
it happened.
Mental plane crash. Mentals. You know?
Mentally crashed.
I'm a mentalist.
Yeah, but anyway, why don't you introduce yourself, special guest?
Hi, this is Ben Owenowitz, also known as Ben's Game Time on YouTube.
Go check out Ben's Game Time on YouTube. I'm in a video of his.
Or don't check it out because I'm in a video of his.
Or don't check it out because I literally lower the production value by like 100%. But then it was like a production value of like how much that Nerf gun was.
Yeah,
that was the production value of that video.
Yeah, that was
quality though.
Well, I mean, how much is a Nerf gun worth to you?
$40.
$14. I was gonna say 40. Yeah, what are you buying? Expensive. Are you buying the snipers? I support that. Those things hurt, oddly enough.
Actually, they do.
We should have used one of those.
We should have. It would have been funnier.
You should have, but we're poor college students.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't afford expensive Nerf guns, but I can't afford leather-bound journals.
Or cheap Nerf guns, really.
Yeah, true. Yeah. But let's get this started off with the musky news of the week. Zuck gets musked.
Muskied.
I like musk.
You're the one who wrote it.
I wrote it, but musked is way better.
You wrote it.
Whatever. Zuck get musked. Elon Musk straight up deleted SpaceX and Tesla from Facebook.
And also Tesla's solar company. I can't remember the name off the top of my head.
Like Solar City, right?
I don't know their name off the top of my head, but that page is gone too.
Yeah, someone tweeted at him about it, and he goes, "What's a Facebook?" And then everyone flamed him because they're like, "Oh, well, Musk, actually, you have Facebook pages for all your companies." And he's like, "Give me a second," and he deleted every single one, and like within the day.
You got to admire the fact that he managed to get it done.
He did it on Musk time.
Yeah, whether
instantaneously,
whether or not you agree with the choice, that's up to you.
I wholeheartedly agree with it.
Yeah,
the only reason I haven't done it yet is because I still use it as a messaging app.
Yeah, no, I'll never get rid of my Facebook for that reason.
Yeah, because it's not a bad messenger, and everyone kind of has a Facebook already.
Speaking of Facebook, I wonder if my data dump got done yet. Nope, data dump's not done yet.
All right, well, let's go on to the next topic about Facebook being dumb.
Very dumb.
Very, 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 very dumb.
As always.
On a scale of 1 to 10, this is probably in the North Korea range of dumb.
This is in the North Korea range, yeah. Mm-hmm. Cambridge Analytica has been accused of lifting data from Facebook, something that Facebook should actually have been able to stop really easily, but they didn't. This company lifted all their data for like about the U.S. electorate population during the Trump-Hillary election, 2016 election. And everyone's seriously super mad about it. Actually, I found out about it recently, and I thought about deleting my Facebook. And I think I might, genuinely speaking. I'll use something else if I really need to.
Okay. We have a visitor at the door, though,
yeah.
So we're letting them in real quick, because I don't know what they want.
I don't know either. But, yeah, that's the thing, though. It's like, of course, this is going to happen. You know, you put all your data onto a site, and it's like, yeah, you know, I mean, you believe that the company's not going to do it, but no one reads those terms and agreements. They obviously probably put something in there that's like, yeah, we can do this to you.
Sorry, I was paying the Amazon hitmen.
Oh, really?
Get ready. You know who's listening. Is that a threat? Am I allowed to do that, like, as a joke or no? Because I didn't actually name anyone.
Just in parentheses.
I mean, it's on yourself.
Total
so.
Meme. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, you can only call Amazon hitmen on yourself.
Yeah. So I
and
I
it's free. So
with yeah. Prime, but with you don't Prime. Have Prime.
I do not
so
have Prime. I ran
free.
Out of Prime. I had to pay the person.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
man.
What I just did.
But no, like, see, that's the thing. It's like, even when I'm not logged into anything, I find that, like, my information or, like, stuff about what I do online gets kind of, like, leaked out.
It's stolen, Ben.
But no, it's like whenever I'm like just watching YouTube, because I don't sign into an account whenever I watch YouTube. I just kind of watch YouTube on my own and let the, you know, browser just save the stuff that I like watch frequently.
Yeah, that like one session that you're watching, it saves it.
Well, no, it actually saves like across all of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm always logged into an account on YouTube.
See,
always.
That's the thing. I don't like logging into an account. I don't know why. Most videos. Don't
Ooh,
require it.
We're getting a call from Frankowski.
Oh, no. Don't pick up. Don't pick up. Oh, jeez.
Frankowski, is that you?
This is the African...
Anthony?
Hang on. You guys actually need to have headphones to hear him. So.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get a pair. Okay.
You guys go get a pair. Anthony, how are you doing today? Where are you even? You didn't even tell me that.
This is not Anthony. This is the South African government. We are issuing a cease and desist on the referencing of
slam those cabinets harder, Elliot. Elliot's just slamming cabinets back here. It's okay.
What is a cabinet?
I don't know.
Cupboard, if that makes you feel better.
Oh, yes. I am more familiar with that terminology.
All right.
If you guys want to know where I am, sorry. Anthony, if you guys want to know where I am, I had to go on a whole witness protection program.
I think you can hear it, can it?
He can hear you. You guys just can't hear him right now because you don't have headphones on.
All
right,
this one.
Someone explain to me why there's a whole issue with the setup right now.
Because if I have the speakers on in the room, it'll just make a bunch of audio bleed into the mics. And the way the phone system works, it goes through our headphones to hear you.
That's unfortunate.
So you hear everything we do, but they can't hear you yet.
I see.
But we're working on it. So, Anthony, why aren't you here today? Because you didn't actually explain that to me.
Okay, there we go.
No, I said I'm in witness protection now.
No, but like...
So I'm just going to be doing the shows
But like, seriously, I'm genuinely curious.
Oh my God, Anthony.
Well,
you're so loud, Anthony. I just want to die.
Is that better for you, Elliot?
Yeah, it is. Thanks.
Well, if you must know, all right, my officer told me that I should tell you all that I am at a conference. They told me that I should say it is a NASB conference.
Is it for NRHH? Is it for NRHH?
It is not for NRHH. It is for the National Society of Black Engineers.
It's for the NRA. Nice. Anthony's in the NRA. That's all I heard. I heard an N and an R, and I'm like, all right, Anthony's in the NRA. It's official.
That's exactly what it is.
Anthony's currently buying black market weapons.
Yes, and this is why I had to go under witness protection.
Yeah, to buy them? Wait. It's legal to buy them as long as you're in witness protection. Is that what you're saying?
He's not saying that.
Wait, why are you in witness protection?
I can't go into the full parameters of the whole deal that I have with the government, obviously. But turns out
it's like a Black Widow situation. He's like a sleeper agent.
It's not legal, it's just not illegal.
Yeah.
It's just not illegal.
But no, like, well, you shouldn't be in witness protection.
I operate inside the gray parts of the law.
Hey, Anthony, have you heard about our face? Have you gotten into the Facebook discussion yet?
What is a Facebook question? Mark?
Yeah, exactly. But like, the main thing that I wanted to mention is, well, this is the third thing I wrote down. You can actually like download all of your data that Facebook has kept on you.
Mm-hmm.
I downloaded it, and oh my God, is it a cringe fest? It is so bad. Like 2012, Elliot did not know how to communicate with people.
I I prefer not to relive my past experiences.
Yeah, I have a whole file on my computer that's just like Tubby Cringe Elliot, and I'm just like, ugh.
I admire the fact that you went out and got it, though.
I got the file. I'm keeping the file.
I'm proud of you for that.
That's my file now.
I'll tell you guys the story about the one. There was a couple, and I believe they were from Australia or one of the countries within Oceania. And the woman had accused the man of basically raping her. And said that the entire conversation happened over Facebook Messenger. And so she framed the, she went through, deleted a series of his messages, basically to frame him for this entire thing. This man spent 2 years in prison, ends up talking to one of his prison mates, who then tells him that all conversations are basically backlogged. They keep an archive of any messages ever sent.
Yeah, you can download all your Facebook data with literally the press of like three buttons and an email.
Exactly. I mean, it's not going to include chat data, but
it does.
Did not bother to do their research.
Maybe that's why mine's taking so long.
And a man lost 2 years of his life because of it.
Yeah, like I downloaded all my chat data. I looked through like parts of it, and then I was just like, I don't want to look through this anymore. Oh my god.
Yeah.
And the shakes.
Like, oh. Yeah, my chat data expands a couple hundred thousand messages.
Oh, John.
See, that's the advantage of not using Facebook. They don't got anything on me.
Yeah, it's just your fan fiction websites, right, Ben? That has everything on you?
No, man.
No, that's me too. Ha, ha, ha.
Nah, man.
But another thing about Facebook that I know Anthony's on the lines, and we're just going to keep rolling, Anthony. All right, I hope you know that.
I mean, that's fair.
They also threatened to sue journalists. I mean, like, granted, I got the source from The Sun, but I did back it up from Mashable. Yeah, they threatened to sue journalists about the whole shebang, about the whole debacle. They were like, don't release it to the press.
We not releasing to the press?
The fact that Cambridge Analytica was able just to, like, yoink that data from Facebook. Facebook like they dropped the ball, and then they were yelling at everyone else in gym class for dropping it. Like it was ridiculous.
Yeah, I feel like that is basically an impeachment of the First Amendment. That kind of goes like.
I mean, they're allowed to technically do that.
Protected underneath the New York Times versus USA constitutional battle that happened way back in the way when during the Vietnamese War. So, like, the 1970s.
Yeah. All right.
Because, this a very, very similar situation has happened before, where you have a company who does not want certain information being out there, and there are journalists trying to put that information out there, and then, as a result, a law case or a lawsuit happened, went all the way to Supreme Court, so...
I guess that was just going to happen again.
Yeah, Facebook's not going to win that one.
Facebook is like the dying man of the internet. It's like the Ottoman Empire, but
the
internet.
They are the current MySpace.
Yeah, they're really turning into MySpace hard.
Except for old people never transitioned into MySpace.
MySpace was definitely for the younger crowd. It never left the younger crowd.
The thing is with MySpace, though, it kind of went with grace. Like, it always looked like it was dying the entire time. Like, if you go back and you look at a MySpace
page...
From
the moment it came up.
Yeah, it looks like it was dying. But at least it died with grace. It just kind of, like, fizzled out and everyone stopped using it. It's not like all of a sudden it's like, oh, yeah, download this RAR file to see how many times Facebook recorded your poops throughout your life, and it's like, okay, this is fantastic. I'm not.
Hey, my Facebook data dump is ready.
Hey, how many times did it say you pooped in the past week?
I don't know.
I'm numbering in the tens.
I think I'm at 7 right now.
I'm numbering in the tens. poop jokes.
I average about one per day. There's the occasional day where it happens twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean that's an average healthy sort of bowel movement. But I don't want to be talking about bowel movements on our. This is Nerd News Now, not Dr. Oz. Okay, we're not talking about bowel movements.
We're getting into the biology here. That's some nerd level stuff for all those info nerds out there that just want the information.
On nerd level stuff, Elliot, how big was that zip folder you downloaded from Facebook?
I unzipped it. I
want to know the properties. Pre-zip size.
The pre-zip?
When it's zipped, sorry.
All right. I know post-zip, it was only 40 megabytes.
Post-zip, yours was only 40.
Yeah.
Pre-unzipping, it's 400 for me.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
I literally never used... You know what I use Facebook
for? Wait, who else is on the show right now?
Ben. Oh, yeah, we have Ben here with us.
Yeah, Ben Winowitz.
Oh.
Benny Boy.
Benji Boy, why have you not said anything yet?
I've been saying
He's
stuff.
Been talking.
Yeah.
Really?
Elliot. Yeah. Benji, Anthony, I think you forget. I was Elliot and I are overpowering. And then
called. Yeah, we're
wait, okay. Can someone turn up Benji's mic, please?
I can turn him up for you.
Yeah.
There you go.
I cannot hear him over you too.
Ben, yeah, we're used to this. We're used to the podcast.
Can you hear me now?
He's not saying that.
Yeah, then I can
turn your mic so it's like perpendicular with your mouth.
Is this good?
That is
far better.
Yeah, you can talk directly into it. Otherwise, you're hardly picked up.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so I will say one thing to Facebook's defense, not as a defense of Facebook, but as this is something that's kind of the user's fault in a way.
Is it now?
Because Cambridge Analytica got its data from what was a proposed personality quiz.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know, a lot of people take them because it's stupid fun. It's mindless.
Yeah. It's 30 questions about how much money you make in a year, where you live, what your dog is like, and what does your wife look like. And at the very end, it says, and at the very end, the last question is, what would you assign your personality trait? And then you click like quirky, and then it goes, your personality trait is quirky. And it's like, oh, wow, I knew it.
That's a whole scam and a half.
It's really a joke. That's just how those personality quizzes work.
Yeah, that's not really how this one went.
No.
But what they do is when they – because Facebook apps need your permission to run in the first place, they put in requirements that you give permission access to your public profile and parts of your private profile, like your contact information and anything else that you put up on there. And people don't read, which is the same reason that a lot of Android apps have security problems.
Yeah.
Because if you go through the app permissions, you'll see really weird ones. Like
One of them, I had an Android app that I flipped through it because I was just bored one day and I flipped through it. And it was like, I gave it permission to like look at my cell information. I just uninstalled the app. I'm like, I don't want this.
Yeah.
I don't want someone seeing who I call.
Well, I mean, I believe when they say cellular information, they mean that they can view your contacts, and that would be for like.
They also mean
it was like who
I called.
If
you're getting a text, what the text says, like.
Do you mean
it's much deeper than you think?
Time I received a text, or they could tell what the text said.
I mean, probably the time, definitely, but what's in it is a possibility.
I don't think they read exactly what's in the text. But they see that you got a text at a time.
Yeah.
From a certain person.
I mean, that's
and then they monitor, like, how long your calls are, when they happen. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's something that it's malicious developers, yes, but the users don't have the due diligence to make sure that they're not handing things over willy-nilly. Like, it's the end user license agreements all over again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They could literally force you to sell your soul in that thing and no one would know.
Yeah.
And granted, that wouldn't stand up in court because that's well beyond ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But they can put a lot of things in there that you don't know.
Exactly.
And then if you try to take them to court over it, you're immediately overturned because they cover it in the EULA.
That's the scary part about like agreeing to things. Because like granted, I am someone who would be like, if you have the time, you should read. If you have the time and you're scared, you should read the terms and conditions.
Right.
But I've read.
But the issue is, it's very difficult to be diligent like that.
I have read
because people very much consider themselves extremely busy in the modern era.
Well, the thing is I sat down and I read one term and condition in my life. I don't know what it was for, But it
I'm
took me.
You, Elliot. I've read zero.
It took me 2 hours, and I didn't understand like 80% of it.
Exactly.
I don't know why you wasted your time then. No,
like, because I'm. I was like, I gotta do at least one in my life. No, I gotta be like, I am cyber secure. But like, I just made myself more scared. I don't even think I downloaded the thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like I remember when I made my first YouTube account, not Ben's Game Time, a different one that's kind of like long
Go
gone
see Ben's
now.
Game Time on YouTube.
Anyway, it's long gone now, but the old one anyway. But I remember when I was first making my first account, I read through the user agreement for YouTube, and I had no idea what any of it was really talking about, because a lot of it was like all like legal jargon and stuff like that. So, so it's like, really, as just an average person, you know, these things are not really meant to make you understand what's going on or what they're going to be doing with either your information or...
Yeah. Oh, no, not at all.
They're meant to hold up in court.
Exactly, and that is all it is used for, and that is the reason why the terminology is so complicated and why the entire thing is so long, because they don't want you to read it. They want you to be scammed. They want to make sure that they have
Okay, to say that they want you to be scammed is like meaning that they have malicious intent, and a lot of companies don't necessarily have malicious intent.
They just
want what they want from you. It's not even like a scam. Like, the like you could like I know Audacity has a you EULA, and it's like I think the EULA for Audacity is like don't use our service for malicious intent. Like that's that's the big thing. It's not like it like takes anything from you. It just like it tries to cover itself.
Okay,
that makes sense.
That's fair. But I mean, there are some companies where like
Facebook
or apps or puppet apps or puppet companies
Google.
That you know like do have malicious intent. They'll use the name of like legitimate companies.
Google is not the puppet, Ben. Google is the puppet master.
That's the
speaking of Google, though, oh my God, perfect segue, boys.
Google's
moving to ban cryptocurrency ads, and I don't understand why.
Because
people don't understand.
BitConnect!
I'm going to disagree with you guys, but I'll explain why in a minute.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I was just going to take a stab at it. I was ready to guess why.
You can go ahead, Anthony. I'm going to let you talk first, because you might actually agree with me.
All right. So my guess as to the reason why is because... many people who don't actually understand how cryptocurrency work basically will buy into it sheerly off of the hype if they so much as see the word, like, I don't remember. What's the term for the crypto miners?
Money. Blockchain.
Blockchain. If they see, like, any mention of the term blockchain, then they're immediately throwing all of...
They see blockchain, ASIC chip. They see like future word. They see future buzzwords, and they're like, ooh.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I mean, like, I gotta hand it to some people that did invest in Bitcoin. Like, I know. I mean, she's probably listening right now, but my mom invested in Bitcoin, and she actually eventually did learn like proper like what Bitcoin is, what it does, what it's used for. So it's like I honor that. Like, I learned too over my Bitcoin extravaganza. What it is, what it does. Now it's just fun to hop on Coinbase and look at it and be like, oh man, it's still at 8,000. But here's the reason why I think they're banning cryptocurrency ads. I think that Google wants, either Google wants the Bitcoin technology, like this is a conspiracy theory, right? But Google doesn't want Bitcoin technology out there because it makes Internet of Things way easier than Google was going to do it. or they don't want it out there because they're going to be making a Bitcoin they're going to be making a blockchain technology.
Oh no!
And they don't. They want like a sort of like non-compete sort of thing.
Google see, it, the thing with that is,
Google
is one of the
companies
that
is
Google buying it out
of the world.
Huh?
The thing.
I said Google's one of. Oh, wait, me or John?
John.
Never mind.
So the only way I could see Google entering this market is buying the foundation of a pre-established one. But the thing about it is, and this is where I think they're banning ads for, the decentralized ones that are actually of any kind of actual value, like Bitcoin and Ethereum, you can't buy those out unless you just buy the coins.
Yeah, you just buy all the coins.
Right.
But then you get into the private sector where instead of having public stock IPOs like they used to, companies are now selling cryptocurrencies as a fundraiser and raising $1.5 billion in the course of a week, something unheard of, with the only foundational cost being setting up the ability to maintain the cryptocurrency in the server.
Yeah. Google just doesn't like it.
It's great for companies that work in it, like that you know for a fact are going to deliver, but there's startups doing it. And a startup doing it is scary because they can just bow out of the market, no explanation.
Like,
they don't owe anyone an apology. You agree to their terms and conditions when you bought their cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
I mean, your theory then is that they protected the people, John?
Yes. That's essentially what it comes down to, because a lot of companies have been doing that.
Microsoft signed a partnership with a cryptocurrency.
Did they?
Who?
IOTA. It was Microsoft or Sony or someone.
I don't know what one that is, but
it went up to like $3 and now it's like $150 now and just kind of hanging out there.
It's a really dangerous proposition because, like I said, if the company steps out, the users are screwed. They're owed no explanation. They have no public share in the company, so they don't get any of the assets, period. It's gone.
So, Google is really trying to protect its user base. Like last week, we talked about that Wikipedia thing, where they just link Wikipedia articles to relevant conspiracy theories.
And like, if you find out about these on your own, then it's fine. You should be allowed to go and get them.
Yeah.
But companies shouldn't be allowed to advertise to people who don't know about them the fact that they're selling a cryptocurrency.
I mean, I think that's the same thing with Google, trying
to push accountability.
I mean, you got to realize though, like if you say that with crypto, then you got to say that with pharmaceuticals, then you got to say that with tech, then you got to say that with
software. No, I feel
like
that's the same way about any situation.
I feel that way big about pharmaceuticals. It's like, you shouldn't advertise pharmaceuticals. It doesn't make sense.
Food and technology, I feel like all the information should essentially be forefront and then be held accountable.
Yeah. I feel like it would just be easier to give everyone the information that they need, and then if they goof up with the tech, then it's their fault. Like, I don't know why companies don't do that. That like just
because
give up all accountability.
Swindle you.
I mean, yeah, but like if you give them all the information, then it's like, that's kind of what they do. They give you all the information in a sense, and then they just like in the EULA, and then they just swindle you. The end user line agreement or something. John said the acronym. I forget it.
License
agreement. License. But
license agreement.
Yeah. I just think. I don't think Google's wholeheartedly doing it for user protection.
I mean, that's fair. They're a company.
Google has themselves
first.
Yeah, but Google's always been on the fence about user. I mean, they've never been on the fence, right? They've always been like pro it, but like they've done some things that haven't been necessarily pro user protection.
Right.
So unless they're just trying to change their image right now, I don't know how well that's gonna work.
No. I honestly feel like, you know, this also helps to protect their credibility.
Oh, yeah, totally. Google has really gone down in credibility lately. I mean, like, Facebook has plummeted.
Really?
And Facebook has been... Oh, yeah, Facebook's stock... I mean, like, after... We just talked about it, but Facebook's stock is, like, gone. Like, it went down, like, 10% to 11%, which is a lot for a stock.
Yeah.
Especially a stock like Facebook.
Coming, and then he sold at the right time.
Yeah.
Honestly,
yeah. Zuck sold out the second it happened.
He sold at like the perfect time
because he knew he goofed up, and he's like, "All right, well, time to dump my sock. It's gonna be worthless soon." So Zuck sold out. I don't like Zuck.
No, I never liked Zuck.
I don't care for him either.
Zuck has a bad view of AI. Papa Muskie's where it's at.
I mean, to be fair about Zuck's view of AI, he's also viewing it from if it was implemented in a way. Like on Facebook.
Yeah.
I don't think he agrees with everything Facebook does, but he does it because it's that or the company fails.
Zuck, let it fail. Let it fail, Zuck.
Yeah. Let the company fail.
Let it die, Zuck.
He's already squeezed all of the shiny pennies from it. Now he's trying to pull like anything else he can.
I mean, he owns Oculus. He could just kind of jump ship with Oculus.
And technically, really? He owns Instagram too.
Yo, I tried an Oculus Rift today. Fun fact.
Oh, did you? They good?
Yeah. Pretty good, actually.
I've used one before. My gripe is that if you don't have the space, it's a pain.
Oh my god, it's
so bad. Like you have to have a really wide open space, wider than you need.
Right.
Just because like
you're gonna run into a wall and break stuff.
You can't recenter yourself in the room without taking the goggles off.
Yeah.
So you just have to kind of hope you're in the center of the room, and then you find out you're not.
What you mean. You got
to
work on that kinesthetic sense, my dude.
Yeah, the fifth sense.
Uh-huh.
Try perfect doing it in a dorm room, Anthony.
When you're playing Gorn and you just like you kick your cat across the room, it's like, woo! I am Gorn! Gorn's for Oculus, right?
I don't know.
Gorn's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I say we head on to the other bit of news.
Yeah, so
let's make it happen.
In news of social media companies failing, Snapchat's tanking real hard.
Snapchat has not done a thing right lately.
The big theme of the week: social media not good.
The op-ed of the Ben's op-ed: social media bad? Question mark.
Bad question mark.
Probably.
So a bit of Snapchat background.
History? Okay.
Real quick, so it was like a month ago or something, but Kylie Jenner said, yeah, Snapchat's a pile of garbage now,
and
their stock tanked. If you're dependent on Kylie Jenner to be profitable, you got an issue in the first place, but that's not important right now.
No, not just her, but him or whatever.
She was the one that triggered it.
She was the first big person
who said it, and then other people followed suit.
It hurts me because I love Snapchat.
But no, the thing is, it's like
Snapchat's awful. You go ahead, Ben. I'll rant at Ellie in a minute.
Okay, but no, like the problem is like with all these like big social media sites, they're very celebrity dependent. So once a celebrity will say something about them, that will very heavily affect it. And I don't think that's like a sustainable business model to be like, okay, we need
not at all.
You know what? If I was a celebrity, I would go on like Ellen and I would tell people just to buy Dogecoin for the meme.
No, exactly.
Buy Dogecoin, guys. I'm a sled. Yeah, do what I say.
Entire Reddit page of like people that only follow you to buy Dogecoin.
Yeah, like
only buy Dogecoin because they follow you.
I'm a multi-billionaire.
No, there are two Reddit pages, one for both.
I'm a multi-billionaire, right? And I own I own 90% of the world's Dogecoin, so that's why I tell people to buy it. It's a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
And then the entire thing is too, like your fans are so dedicated to you that they buy you the Dogecoin.
They don't even add. They don't even question it.
20% of the Dogecoin at Dogecoin. Doge. As well.
Dogecoin. Dogecoin.
But yeah,
so you're making even more money.
That's
it.
I'm making a crypto. I'm making a cryptocurrency. It's called Dogecoin.
It's not even a pyramid scheme. It's a loop scheme at that point.
It's a loop scheme. It's a new type of scheme. I'm beating Ponzi in his own game, guys.
So, Elliot, real quick. No, Snapchat's a heaping pile of garbage.
It was good. It was really good.
No, it was never good.
It was really
simple. It has the world's worst user interface because it has no indication of what to do for anything.
That's why I liked it, because I had issue. To teach myself
Listen,
how to use it.
You can't learn Snapchat without someone sitting down and telling you how to do it.
I taught myself Snapchat.
No, you can learn the basics, but there's things that
people
no one...
self-reliant.
No, self-reliance is something that you can get from doing things that make sense. In no way would I guess, if I hold my face, if I didn't know this feature existed, if I hold my face, I'll get face filters. In what world do I think I should swipe down to see the menu of my friends?
Sometimes you just gotta sit down, you know, and you gotta be like,
you just gotta smack your phone around.
Better if I did this completely random thing. Try this completely random thing, and then find out it was a feature the entire time. They were thinking of your convenience.
I do understand what John means, though. It's bad.
You can't teach yourself.
It's
Snapchat.
like trying to teach yourself quantum mechanics. It's like, you could do it.
Is a meme on this end.
You can get a few things out of it yourself.
Right.
But until other people show you how to do stuff, you won't know it exists.
Yeah. I mean, like, I figured out pretty much 80% of the functionality of Snapchat. But you don't need 100% functionality with Snapchat. You really don't.
But, here's the thing. Really. You shouldn't have
like,
to figure out the functionality.
On you're maintaining streaks and then...
That's really it.
Maintaining streaks and watching people's stories. And that's if you watch people's stories, in which case you're probably only doing like
Well, on my Snapchat, I do three things. Watch We Ray Dogs all day, every day. Ooh.
Wait, what?
There's a story thing like how Mashable has it, and it's called We Rate Dogs, and it just snaps of dogs.
Nice.
Are they all tens?
They're all 11 out of 30 good boys. No, not 11 out of 30. 30 out of 11 good boys.
There we go. All boys are good girls. But all girls are also good boys.
Yeah, because good boys.
That sounds like an incredible amount of free time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, like. Facebook Messenger has buttons for everything, and even though you have to click them to find out what they do, they're
buttons.
There. They're buttons. They're very clearly clickable. Snapchat's just... if I touch in this part of the screen, it might do something.
Yeah.
It might.
Fun fact, there's a hidden Snapchat feature that if you take your phone and, like, turn it so it's facing down and you tap it, it actually brings up your best friends list.
Get this.
It doesn't exist. But the best part is the second I said that, it was so lucrative. It was so ludicrous that you guys instantly believed it.
That's how fake news spreads,
ladies and gentlemen.
Because Snapchat's dumb and doesn't explain anything.
It sounds like it makes even less sense than the things that they already do that don't make sense.
But it totally makes sense.
But no, here's the thing.
I like it. I'm gonna Snapchat and be like, yo, implement this feature for me.
But no, like as someone
I
who,
need to be right.
I got my Snapchat like back in July. I'm like really new to the Snapchat game, and because of that, I can agree with what John's saying, because it's like I can get the basics. Okay, you take a picture here, you know, you tap on a person that you wanna chat privately with, or you can have group chat or whatever. But it's like all the other stuff, like filters and, like, I only, like, a few months ago realized that I could change the time on how long my pictures stay up on the chat or whatever.
Yeah, I understand. You can do an infinite amount of time now.
Yeah, I have it set to infinite now instead of the 5 seconds that it was, but it's like, you know, I just saw the time thing. I'm like, okay, that's, like, for this one instance, you know, or whatever. But then
Ben, don't you feel proud for having moved at least an inch closer to the future now?
It's a sense of pride and accomplishment, Anthony.
Thanks, EA.
Exactly.
Thanks.
Elliot and Anthony, EA. That's your guys' new name.
EA, but at least you don't spend any money.
To my knowledge.
I mean, like, what could you spend money on Snapchat? Snapcash? I'm gonna buy Snapcash.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, that is a thing.
You can send people money with Snapchat, and it's like the clunkiest system ever.
No, but
why don't I just hand them a $5 bill?
They just recently put on a feature where you can legitimately buy things off of Snapchat.
Yeah, they're like a Snapchat store.
Why would I buy things off of Snapchat? That's what Amazon's for.
I'm gonna take a phone call. It's not you, Anthony. Hang on.
We're getting another phone call.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you putting them on as well?
No, because I don't know what this phone call is, so I'll be back. they just hung up. Never mind. If they call back, I'll answer.
It only rang twice. I wonder if it was an accident.
No, it rang several times.
Probably was.
Who was it?
It said USA police officer. I don't know why Kansas police would call this room, though.
That's weird. I don't like that. But anyway.
That'd be good.
But
it's an actual cease and desist from the actual South African government telling you guys to actually stop calling Papa Muskie your father.
Yeah, but it said USA police.
Yeah.
Because they're calling from the USA line because they know you won't pick up if it says South Africa.
But actually, on to the Snapchat story that I'm supposed to be talking about.
Instead of just ragging on the app.
Yeah, so what they did is, like, I'm sure anyone who uses it knows now they have ads. And one of the ads was a question: would you rather punch Chris Brown or slap Rihanna? Yeah, that is exactly what the ad was.
Wow.
That's it. It was like an ad at a quiz app or something. Like a would you rather. And their excuse is, oh, we filter ads. I guess this one just got through. No, they blatantly approved it.
How long ago was that? It was 2009?
No. You mean the actual original?
Yeah, the incident.
Something like
that? Yeah, many the veiled reference to the infamous 2009. That's like a lifetime and a half in today's time. Get over it. Come on, let's keep going. Snap, snap. Come on.
No one remembers that.
Who cares?
Everyone remembers Enron? That. What's Enron?
Let me say it like this. Everyone remembers that. No one actually cares. There are people out there saying,
I don't know. No. If you...
but no, it's like
Anthony, I'm just gonna say Snapchat's stock re-tanked as soon as that ad went viral.
What's the Titanic? Huh? World War One? What was that?
But no, it's like people will forget about things like after it's happened, but once you bring it up again to them, then all those memories will flood back. For instance, United Airlines.
United, oh my God. United Airlines can't have a right decision right now. They're just doing everything wrong. What didn't they kill a dog recently?
Yes,
no, they
did.
Lost the dog.
They did.
They lost it?
No.
I think so. I think that's what happened.
No, the overhead compartment
dog
one.
Is dead.
Yeah, what? that one, the overhead compartment dog died.
Oh, I didn't even know about that.
I didn't even know Why about did that they, either. I was just saying United
very,
Airlines.
Very shortly after that, they lost someone else's dog by accidentally sending it to Japan. And they were going to, like,
accidentally send it to Japan.
Hey, that dog got a fun vacation. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? No, depending on the type of dog, he would have been loved in Japan.
Now, what happened with the peacock?
Listen,
wasn't there a thing with a peacock?
That dog was in a cage the entire time and got sent back immediately.
That the peacock, someone was denied their emotional support peacock. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I'm fine with that.
Who has an emotional support peacock, and where can I get one?
The colorblind.
That is so
That's not emotional it's support. That's emotional distress.
Yeah. Why are you gray?
Why aren't you as pretty as people promised me?
That's when you just get it. That's when you like spend your Friday nights crying about a peacock, and that just doesn't sound fun. But I like this article by The Verge about the Snapchat thing, because it said Chelsea Clinton said it's awful. Any company would approve of this. Well, I mean, like it's not like she's wrong, right? Like she's right. But why did they take Chelsea Clinton's? Why did they take her quote?
I don't know. I haven't read that story.
I would want like Bill Gates or like even the Zuck's opinion on this.
Or Rihanna's opinion on
it. Yeah, like can we get Rihanna's opinion on this?
She said something.
Probably no one super prominent has done it. Rihanna might have commented on
it. Oh no, she did. She said
most prominent people probably realize it doesn't actually matter.
She said, "Now Snapchat, I know you already know you ain't my fave app out there, but I'm just trying to figure out what the point was with this mess. I'd love to call it ignorance, but I know you ain't that dumb." Yeah, blah 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 blah.
I don't know. Something about domestic violence. Maybe Ken talked about like how nonsensical all of their features are. They might be that dumb.
Oh yeah, totally.
No, they are, because like I said, their excuse was that their ad approval process just missed it.
Do you still understand that people still say hashtag bring back best friends?
I don't even know what that hashtag is.
Huh?
What's that hashtag?
Yeah, what is that?
There was a feature on Snapchat where your most snap person would be considered your best friend, and they'd be in your best friends list.
Oh yeah,
and
they got rid of that because like
do that unless you're sending a message.
Yeah, they got rid of that because they don't want like 12-year-olds to be really hurt that you're best friends with someone else.
That's dumb.
Survival of the fittest.
Right?
I say we put these 12-year-olds in a gladiator chamber and give them like pool noodles to go ham with.
Oh my God.
I mean, like, we don't want them getting hurt.
No, what we need to do, okay? We need to get all the kids and put them in this arena. And they got some weapons and stuff like that, right? Huh. And so in the middle is this, you could say it's a cornucopia of some kind, right? Oh, and the kids are divided into teams.
Yeah, from 12 teams?
Yeah, 12 teams.
And two kids per team.
Yeah, two kids per team, one male and one female, because we got to make it even.
Something about a bird.
And why don't we just send them through Legends of the Hidden Temple, call it a day.
Yeah! But, like, to the death. Legends of the Hidden Temple, to the death.
If the traps were actually dangerous.
Yeah, if the traps were actually dangerous.
Wait, Legend of the Hidden Temple of Doom, there.
Yes, Temple of Doom. All
right.
The people in there
the
have
crystal
like
skull.
The, oh, all the guys that are supposed to stop you, yeah, they're Amazon hitmen.
Or let's just put them in a fifth Indiana Jones film, and then they'll be socially dead for starting whatever pile of garbage that is.
Ooh, I think that was like the biggest burn on any movie ever. That was a burn. That hurt me, and I'm not even in Indiana Jones yet.
Neither am I, but Kingdom of the Crystal Skull was bad.
Is there any actual person who is, though, is my question.
There is. I've never met them, but there is.
Shia LaBeouf is in Indiana Jones.
Because they don't
Jones.
Actually exist. They're a whole conspiracy, Harrison like Ford. Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah.
No, or, I think the thing is, Indiana Jones fans are bigger fans of other movies first.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Yeah.
Like, very like you have 007 fans, you rarely, like, you have Star Wars fans, you don't have Indiana Jones fans.
Yeah, because they're also Star Wars or James Bond or Star Trek. Like, they pick one of those as their main thing, and they just like Indiana Jones in their free time, you know?
Yeah, it's like a hobby.
Yeah, it's like their Jones it's is like their the hobby. Guilty pleasure.
The guilty pleasure. They watch Kingdom of the Crystal Skull and want to enjoy it, but they get angry, sort of thing.
So you mean like the reason why I'm on this show?
Yes, yeah, the reason why I watch Sword in the Stone.
Basically, also that reminds me, you ever watch Homeward Bound?
I did. I nearly cried.
Yeah, it's
like
a good movie.
Like when they found the girl, I was like, "All right, I'm done. This is a rough movie."
I told you to. It's a great movie.
It was a quality movie. Homeward Bound, 10 out of 10. Would recommend everyone go watch Homeward Bound. Everyone go to Ben's Game Time too on YouTube.
Thank you.
But let's move on to the next topic. Do you want to move on to the next topic, or do you want to go next topic?
I'm just gonna say this topic because. This one's going to be kind of short. We already kind of talked about it.
Someone let Ben chime in.
What?
Someone let Ben chime in. Ben, what topic do you want to go to?
Do you want to go? I mean, like I think.
I don't care. Ben. It's your show. I'm the guest here. Do whatever you guys want.
Hey, Ben, pull the mic down towards
Ben,
your face.
Wow, Ben, you're being so passive today.
I mean, here.
You're,
I'm a passive person, man.
Here, I'm just going to go into the next one because this way it just gets out of the way. Recently, it's been found that Bitcoin's blockchain ledger contains files that contain child porn, among other things.
Of course they did.
Which is an issue.
People aren't going to stop being garbage.
You say it's an issue like you dropped an ice cream sandwich on the floor. No, this isn't an issue. This is a catastrophe. Yeah.
This is incredibly bad.
My money has child porn in it. Oh, no.
Here's my thing, right?
The gods are mad.
As a millennial, right, living in the modern generation, it is so easy. Wait, can you guys even hear me?
I can. I also hear the squeaking of a train.
Yeah. So it is so easy to just be desensitized to, like, all of the horrible news because it happens so often.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, like...
up to date with it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, if you're fully up to date with it, you get desensitized. But like it just messes me up because it's like you get the new issue printed of the dollar bill.
Give me a second, guys.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm still going to say what I'm going to say. All right. Can you mute him for a hot second? Basically my thing is it's like you get the new issue of like the $1 bill,
all of a sudden,
like, George Washington's in, like, a gimp outfit. And I just don't know how to handle that. Like no, there is pornography in my money. I don't like that.
Yeah, like, it's a big issue, but the thing you have to think about here is that it can't really be undone.
No.
Because
it's in the ledger. You can't.
It's a permanent fixture at this point, which is
Who put it in there?
No one knows.
Why would you do that?
It's a good way.
But
okay, Ben. Okay. We're not discussing whether this is a good way or a bad way. This is not something that you should do.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, this is an atrocious thing.
It's really bad.
Do I support it?
I don't support it either, but it's like, obviously, they were gonna need to find a way to hide it.
There's like 274 links. That's what this is saying. Like, actually, CBS Pittsburgh reported on this.
Really?
Which is actually pretty cool.
But
say that again, Anthony. I had you on the handheld.
Adios.
All right, we will talk to you later, Anthony.
Adios.
Goodbye, Anthony. You left at like the worst time.
Yeah.
No show next week, Anthony. So you know, because we're off on Friday.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna be here. I assume Elliot's not.
It is a holiday.
Yeah. But no, like, it is a sneaky way to hide it, you know?
It is, yeah, it definitely is sneaky.
Yes, and I don't even know how it ended up being found. But now we because reach the issue
people,
of
that. The scary thing is you don't understand how often people have to check these ledgers. I'm surprised it took this long to be found.
Really?
Yeah.
Like how often do they have to actually check
it? Every time there's a transaction, they have to update the ledger. Update the ledger. Yeah,
they get updated. People don't read
so
them.
So unless it's like I would understand if this is like really really old. Like the links are from the ledger way back in the day when cryptocurrency was this sketchy.
Well, my computer's not connected to the internet right now, so if you want to read the article and try to figure that out for me, because I don't know when it appeared in the ledger.
Right now it's not even saying when it appeared.
This is where I'm going to take one of those like
leaps of faith.
No. So the thing is, if you think about it, the ledger is also effectively randomized in how it gets built.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be.
So in theory, with enough random iterations, you'd end up having the code to make a file like that anyways. In theory.
Like code to make the file?
In binary code. Like in theory, if you let Pi go on forever, everything is inside of Pi. Literally everything, including
Pi
itself.
That's just like a stretch.
That's theory. This is definitely intentional.
Yeah.
But how do we deal with this? Because what if in the future it's also not on purpose?
Well,
what if it's something that just happens to be when you string together a larger section of code that's all unrelated?
I mean, like, here's the thing right now. Right now with Bitcoin, you need like 37 Titan Vs to get anywhere with Bitcoin anymore, right? You need like ASIC chips out the wazoo. You need enough power to run a small country.
Yeah.
Those type of people aren't looking to spread like child pornography. I think they're looking to make some money on Bitcoin, and unless they're doing weird stuff with it, I don't think they're putting all this money into their ASIC chips.
Yeah.
Just to do this.
Yeah.
If it's the random thing, random is random. You know, the whole thing about statistics is to minimize random variables, but like you can't minimize them all.
Right.
So if it's random, it's random. But you're not going to be seeing people put this in the ledger anymore. The power consumption alone to edit the ledger nowadays is insane.
Here's the thing. I don't really think it was random because it's like...
Oh, yeah.
This
definitely
is way
wasn't random.
It wasn't.
To be
274 links. It definitely wasn't random.
You know?
It was all intentional.
And yeah, it's like that. This is just one of those things that's kind of like bound to happen when you have something that's, you know, good.
And especially like Bitcoin where it was so... And like the hiddenness of it. I forget the actual word.
Anonymity.
Anonymity of Bitcoin. And especially in its infantile where it was like you could mine for Bitcoin with like two really low end GPUs just running all the time in your basement.
With a crappy laptop.
Like I watched the start of Bitcoin. Even back when it was like $600 of Bitcoin, you could still do that. It wasn't until last year,
it's literally not worth the money.
You spend so much money on power consumption. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the thing. It's like it's way back when it's, you know, Bitcoin cryptocurrency. Oh, it's really cool.
You're gonna find more things in the Bitcoin ledger. You're gonna find like snuff films, and you're gonna find like.
What's going to be there, we don't know.
Yeah.
Illegal transactions, probably, of some kind.
Totally.
Drug
easy.
Trade, maybe. I don't know.
This will definitely need to figure out as to how we deal with this, because it's going to be there. What do we do about it? Is this currency invalid because it's built on something that somebody maliciously did? And is it even accessible reasonably to anybody else, or just out there?
To say money is unreasonable because of something that people maliciously did, then, like, get rid of the U.S. dollar. I mean, like, I don't want to get political, but, like, it depends on how far back you want to go. Like, if this was last year, I'd be like, yeah, Bitcoin is invalid now. But if it's the start of Bitcoin... There was no regulation. There was nothing for Bitcoin back then. It was just get Bitcoin.
Yeah.
I don't really hold it to that high of standard. I don't hold old Bitcoin to that high of standard, but I hold new Bitcoin to it now in the mainstream eye.
Right. And this kind of goes to the another thing about like how if you're going to have something that you can get money for free on, chances are something's going to go wrong or it's too good to be true or something like that. Because that's the thing. It's like you're essentially mining. You're doing these complex equations with your super powerful computers to get a coin that's worth money for free, essentially. I mean,
you pay.
I mean, you pay the power consumption bill. You pay your power bill. You pay your internet bill or whatever.
That's a lot now. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but back in the day, you know, that was very small compared to what it is now. So it's like it was basically money for nothing. Whereas, like,
chicks for free.
Yeah. But no, it's like whenever you have something where you can get money for nothing, it's kind of like a. It's either the hardest thing in the world to do, or it's just too good to be true. Like, I have this one app on my phone. It's a trivia app, and you can, like, get money on it.
Don't tell them its name.
I'm not going to mention the name now, but it's like I have one of those.
Yeah.
But, like...
Is it the one where you have to answer, like, 20 questions, and you can win...
No.
Like, a cent?
It's like... They're pretty hard questions, and it's, like, $10,000, and, like, no one's able to do it.
No, it's different. It's, in this app, it's like it's less questions than that, and they start off easy, and then they get progressively harder. But then how it works is eventually you get the two specific questions where you can win money, but the money is, okay, this question's worth this much money, but as everyone that answers it correctly gets a percent of that cut. So it's like when you get to a certain question that's worth, like, say, $300 or so, it will be split amongst all the people that win it, but, like, you're talking about thousands of people winning the question. So you can only get pennies on the dollar per question.
If even.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, sometimes you don't even get anything, and it rolls over to the next question. But, yeah, I've been playing it for a few weeks, and I kind of stopped because I just kind of realized it's too good to be true. Because how they operate it is that you have to have a certain balance to be able to cash out of it.
Oh, yeah. It's the same thing with Ibotta, which is they – if you – go through their app to open up other store apps, they'll give you back some percentage of your money, which is a good deal if you're going to do the shopping anyways, but, like, the minimum cash out is, like, $50.
Oh, yeah, like the...
And getting $50 worth of cash out requires spending a couple hundred.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like,
I mean, like, in a sense, that's how Giant Eagle rewards work.
Yeah, but the difference is, like, there, you also get, like, money off... For like so much of a quantity, whereas there's like a flat amount back.
For all of you viewers who don't live around here, Giant Eagle is the equivalent of a Piggly Wiggly or a Woolworths.
Or a Kroger's.
Or a Kroger's. Or
a Food Lion.
Sprinkles? Is Sprinkles regional? I think Sprinkles is regional.
Yeah, and Wegmans.
Wegmans.
Food Lion.
Wegmans is infinitely better.
And then Eagle. Or like Bird or something. It's just really ominous, and it's in Philadelphia. Giant. It's giant. It's just giant. That's it. And it's really
awful
ominous.
Name. That's awful.
I didn't want to ruin the whole blockchain conversation with that. So go ahead, continue.
Honestly, that's all I've got. And honestly, we're also out of time for the show today.
All right. Oh, yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are.
So we have a big topic for next week that we'll talk about. Not next week, the week after. It'll be just as relevant. Honestly, there might even be more on it by that point.
There will be, definitely.
So, I think us waiting was a good thing. So, now we just have to figure out what Sabaton song do we want.
Oh, yeah.
Primo Victoria.
I don't know that one.
Dude, you don't know any of the good Sabaton.
I haven't listened to them since, like, 2012.
Shirayama's good.
The only one I know is Careless Rex, and that's just because...
Careless Rex is good.
It's really good, and I actually have it on my workout mix.
Primo Victoria is their song now. Like, that's the thing that everyone knows. Or you could do the one about the Vatican Guard that protected the Pope.
I don't know what one that is.
Let me look it up.
It's not a Terror Dominatus, is it?
No.
Angels Calling?
Maybe? No.
Currently looking I have it up.
The Last Stand. Yes, The Last Stand. Put that on.
All right. So our outro music today is going to be Sabaton's The Last Stand. I've never heard it before. So
there's never any swearing in it, so don't worry.
Nah, Sabaton doesn't swear, really. I'm not worried about it. But everyone listening, enjoy your week. Enjoy your next week. happy Easter in advance because we're not going to get to say it.
This song is about Catholicism, so happy Easter to any of you Catholicisms out there.
And to anyone who isn't, happy April Fool's Day as well.
Happy April Fool's Day, yeah, because it's on the same day.
Hey, Elliot, I'm pregnant.
April Fool's.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, enjoy your week, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Adios.